Welcome, Barry, to the show. Barry, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out of your time.
Fellas, I've been looking forward to this, and I surely have been looking forward to 2 weeks from tomorrow. That's absolutely true. I can't wait to get up there and see what transpires.
All right, Barry, if we were a caller, somebody calling into your show in Montgomery, what are the expectations for the Trojans? They won 10 games last year. Looks like they got a ton back, especially on offense. I mean, are you guys talking New Year's Six? What are you guys talking about at Troy?
Well, we're talking about a conference championship at least. You know, last year we won 10 games. That's the first time we've done that since Troy's been a Division I-A program. Won the bowl game, beat Ohio in Mobile. But we didn't, you know, we didn't factor into the conference championship, even though at one point Troy was 8-1 last year, and Troy, to this point, is still the only Sun Belt Conference team to ever get ranked in the top 25. All that happened last year, and that's great, but there was no conference championship. This year, like you said, after a 10-win season and a bowl championship, and with 98% of the offensive yardage back from last year, yeah, that's the next step for Troy is to hoist a conference trophy, and so much of the season's impetus and so much of the season's expectations really is going to be springboarded by 2 weeks from tomorrow. Make no mistake about that.
You brought up so much returning and a lot of experience, including Brandon Silvers, who's talking about experience at the quarterback spot. What are some of his strengths?
Well, he just has been in the offense for 4 years. He's one of those rare guys. He came to Troy as a gray shirt, then a red shirt, then a four-year starter. So he's 24, and he's been in this offense, even though there has been a coaching change, the offense is still the same. He's been in this offense now for almost 6 years. He very rarely makes mistakes. He went down to the Manning Passing Academy in Louisiana over the summer, and you know, they judge him as being draft worthy. He's very solid in his decisions. In his freshman year, he set the NCAA record for completion percentage by a freshman, beating Sam Bradford's record at Oklahoma. He's very careful with the ball, very quick release. Troy rarely gets sacked. And probably his biggest strength is I liken him to a car dealer in Vegas. He's got a lot of people to deal the ball to around him. A lot of weapons returning, and he is very efficient at making sure the ball gets to the right place on time.
Barry McKnight is the voice of the Troy Trojans, also host on Sports Radio 740 in Montgomery, Alabama. Barry, when you look at this season for Troy, and you've told us about all these guys coming back, 98% of the yardage, quarterback in a fourth year starting, coming off a 10-win season, is there something that you think has to come through for this team to achieve what everybody there wants?
Well, two things, and both of them actually are on the defensive side of the football. On offense, everybody's back except our starting left tackle, who was drafted in the third round by the Patriots. Defensively, Troy loses every linebacker, literally. Every starting linebacker. They lost four guys to graduation from last year, and you've got to obviously have people step up at linebacker. There's some experience there, but not nearly what Troy had for the last couple of years. So they've got to identify two or three linebackers to go on the fringe. And also they've got to identify a pass rusher. You know, our leading pass rusher last year, a guy named Rashad Dillard, was the player of the year defensively in the Sun Belt Conference. He's gone. Got to figure out a way to get some pressure off the edge. There's a couple of guys and a couple of guys with different skill sets that Troy feels good about, but again, feeling good about them in the summer heat in Alabama in early August is nothing like feeling good about them on the blue turf coming up September 2nd. That's an entirely different set of expectations.
Barry McKnight, voice of the Troy Trojans, joining us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. Now, taking a look at the depth chart for Troy, and they have two positions that don't really have traditional titles. They have a spear and a bandit. And it just got me curious of what exactly does the defense look like, because even the guys listed at those positions kind of have different body types to them.
That's good. That's good. That's a good question. Our defensive coordinator is Vic Koning, who used to be the head coach at Wyoming back in the day. He's been a DC at Troy before. He's been at North Carolina recently and all that. What it will look like is hopefully not the same from snap to snap. That changes quite a bit. Those are hybrid positions. The spear is really a hybrid linebacker, defensive back. You see that a little bit more. The spear is a play off the Trojan nickname. You'll see it often referred to as a buck or a rover or something like that. The bandit is a hybrid defensive end linebacker, and that's where Troy needs the push. They will line that bandit up sometimes in coverage, but most of the time on the line, and they'll switch sides with that. And again, depending on the down and distance and field position, the defense will look radically different in terms of pre-snap set virtually from play to play.
Last year, the team was 10-3, lost by 6 to eventual national champion Clemson. That was in week 2. And then a couple of other games. Arkansas State looks kind of like maybe a no-show at 35-3. And then a tough loss to Georgia Southern on the road, losing by 4. In the games that they did not play well, and I'm maybe taking a look at Arkansas State and Georgia Southern, what was the Achilles heel last year for the Trojans?
Well, the difference last year was Troy kind of They kind of got winded right at the very end. You know, again, at one point they were 8-1. They were number 25 in the country. That Clemson game, I mean, that was there for the taking. There was a big non-call late on a fumble recovery, and there goes the ball game. But Troy kind of petered out late last year. In both of those games, they really were in it at halftime. Arkansas State was leading just 7-3 at halftime. And then they blew it out in the second half. But that coincided with an ankle sprain by our leading rusher, who's really the other keynote player on offense besides Silvers. His name is Jordan Chun. He's about 240 pounds. He ran for 1,200 yards last year, and he is just a load. He is one of those 25, 30 carry a game guys that you see maybe in a traditional I backfield, but in the spread offense, in the air raid offense that Troy runs, he has been devastating. He got hurt late, and the run threat sort of dissipated for Troy, and it was difficult to sustain drives, to get third downs converted, particularly in those games. But you mentioned the Arkansas State game, and Troy has had difficulties with them. That's one thing I think that plays into this one is it's a new coaching staff at Troy. Neil Brown is in his third year, but Troy has seen Brian Harsin before. Brian Harsin has seen Troy before, back at Arkansas State in 2013 in a whale of a ball game. So schematically, you know, I know the personnel is different, obviously, at Boise State, and the level of personnel is a notch above Arkansas State when Coach Harsin was there. But schematically, I don't think Boise State will do anything to surprise Troy. And I certainly think that Coach Harsin knows enough about Troy. The systems are pretty much the same, even though the coaches are different, that Troy's going to do, I don't think they're going to do much to surprise him and his staff. So it really seems to be compelling because there's no excuses. There's no surprises. It's going to be a whale of a ball game between two coaches who know how to move the football, and we'll just see how well they execute in week 1.
Barry McKnight, voice of the Troy Trojans, joining us here on Idaho Sports Talk. You know how it goes in college football. The teams that you play early in your schedule become your best friends later on because you want them to do well to help the strength of schedule. When it comes to the Sun Belt, you mentioned Arkansas State kind of being kind of a little bit of a pitfall for them traditionally, but what are some of the potential pitfalls and how do they stack up in that league?
Well, in the league, Troy was preseason pick 2nd. There are 3 really the separating teams in the league. There's Appalachian State, and that's Arkansas State, and that's Troy. Troy and Arkansas State play in the very last game of the regular season, and neither Troy nor Arkansas State play Appalachian State. A real key for Troy before you get to the end of the season, and again, they want to close better than they closed last year. In the first 5 games, Troy, again, goes to Boise State, but then 3 weeks later goes to LSU. And bear in mind, LSU is, you know, in a bit of a transitional stage. They've got Florida later on, a couple of weeks after Troy, the week after. So, you know, that Troy's kind of a look-ahead game possibly for LSU. And Troy has had a chance to beat LSU a couple of times down there. So if you can dream, if you can, you know, dust off your best dreams for the five-game stretch to start the year for Troy. If they can go 4-1, and I think they can, then that's a real springboard and catalyst for the rest of the year. I don't know where that one is, but a chance at 4 wins in the first 5 games, and things could really snowball for Troy at that point.
Well, we can guarantee you we'll be rooting hard for you guys at LSU to make that one of the wins. So last question for you, Barry. How many folks from Troy do you think might come?
Not many. Not many. You know, Idaho, the University of Idaho, is in the Sun Belt Conference. We've been up there a couple of times, and we know how long that trip is. There's not going to be, and there weren't many fans who came up for that. We're a small school in a small town. The enrollment's about 8,000, and, you know, in the state of Alabama, there are two huge juggernauts. But our fan base is outstanding. We get 25, 30,000 fans in a little town in the middle of nowhere, Alabama, and they are rabid and boisterous. But I think a lot of our fans are taking a pass on the Boise trip and making plans to hit to New Orleans and Baton Rouge for that LSU trip. We're not going to have many, but I can guarantee you they'll be boisterous.
Barry, thanks so much for chatting. I know we'll get together as we get a little closer on before the game on the 2nd.
Can't express how much I'm looking forward to it, fellas. Thanks a bunch.
All right, Barry, thank you very much. That's Barry McKnight, voice of the Troy Trojans.